Thank you, Alan. We've come to our last set of news. There's a run-up to the sports relief festivities for children at the UEA Sports Park. Children from Dussindale School sing at the O2 in London. But we start with the news that Norwich has been chosen by CAMRA, the Campaign for Real Ale, to host their National Winter Ales Festival for the next 3 years.
This time next year, thousands of ale lovers will descend on the fine city as the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA for short, has announced its National Winter Ales Festival will make Norwich its new home. For the next 3 years, a selection of almost 500 stouts, milds and porters will take pride of place in St Andrew's Hall. It adds another string to the city's beer fest bow. Joining the long-running Norwich Beer Festival, which is at the end of October, and the City of Ale, which happens every May. Rob Durbidge, organiser of the Norwich Beer Festival, says CAMRA want to set up exactly as we do for the Norwich Beer Festival. We will have a lot more people who travel to this one because people follow it all over the country. That will bring thousands of people into the city and help local businesses in the process. It has a very loyal following, and to be able to hold it for 3 years is a real privilege. It is not just the people coming to drink, but coming to work as well. So there will be a great benefit to the city.
As UEA Sports Park prepares to host one of Sports Relief's flagship events, youngsters from across the city have been stretching their muscles to prepare. And Sport Relief officials are urging everyone to get involved as the televised swimathon next month will be set at the venue's 50-metre swimming pool. With a variety of other activities through the day at a free open day, it is an opportunity to get involved in every sport on offer at the complex. Children taking part in the half-term sports camp rallied behind the cause. It's all about getting them outside and active and getting them interested in sport from an early age, said Phil Steele, Director of Sports at UEA Sports Park. Because Sport Relief will be on March the 20th, there will be activities happening all over the country, but Norwich is one that will be televised on the day. We will be hosting the swimathon here, and cycling and running will be at Earlham Park. Alongside that, there will probably be an open day with activities for the general public. We would encourage people to sign up to the events or simply to come along to the open day. Hopefully, we can raise as much money as we can for the brilliant work that Sport Relief does.
Children performed in front of a sell-out crowd at the O2 Arena in an unforgettable event. 30 members of a choir from Dussindale Primary School travelled to London to perform in front of thousands of people, including their parents. Practising since October, the event was organised by Young Voices, an organisation that encourages children to take up singing. Sarah Spears, head teacher at Dussindale Primary School, said, "It was the most amazing thing we have ever done. Quite a lot of the children had never been to the O2 before, so just to see the arena was great. But they got to perform there too, something I think everyone will remember for the rest of their days. I would just like to thank all of the staff that made it possible and came along. It was a really long day and they did not get paid any extra. We all did it for the children."
Thousands of toads risk being killed on our county's roads after starting their migration earlier than ever before. The amphibians usually wait until mid-February before coming out of hibernation to begin searching for a mating partner. But the mild weather throughout January and this month has fooled them into starting sooner. It means that thousands of the creatures are at risk of being run over as they begin crossing roads during peak traffic times. John Heaser, Toad Watch coordinator, said, "It is a bit of a disaster around here because the earlier they leave in the year, the earlier dusk is and the more traffic there is on the roads. Once the toads come out of hibernation, they make their way to the nearest pond in order to find a mate. But Mr. Heaser said they were having to travel much larger distances as their habitats were being destroyed by development. There are now 18 toad watch patrols across Norfolk that aim to help the creatures migrate safely. Armed with buckets, signs, and high visibility jackets, they can pick up hundreds from the county's roads in a single night.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to stay listening as Let's Talk magazine follows this recording. When you have finished, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Don't forget also that you do not have to pay any postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You can always leave a message on our answer phone, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. This part two was read by us, Pauline Goldsworthy
and Chris Gillam.
So now we'll say goodbye for this week.